loves you not.
He loves me not. So feast your eyes, then they disappear.
The young at heart, the insincere,
the well-meaning, trouble-making troubadours.
And you toss and you turn,
and you live and you learn.
Just when you thought you had it in your grasp, it flew away.
It flew away like fireflies, fickle light,
and burning holes into the night.
All the night owls want to know, oh, where did the love go? Oh,
as the royal mint. Fickle as a shadow on the mausoleum wall, phosphorescent and candlelit. Busted in maid's broom closet, corset up around the neck. Like a collar on a dromedary, got a lamb faster than a Tampa Bay Greyhound. When all is said and all is done, time will waste everyone. Killing time is murder, chipped out Mary Kay. Hymns in the cooler and daughter in the yard playing California strip croquet. Sky Daddy's got his eye on you, better keep your varmays on tight. But your Brooklyn hustle and your faucet flip, he says, sugar, you're dynamite. When all is said and all is done, time will waste everyone. When all is said and all is done, time will waste everyone. Terry Pop, yellow tube top, carton of virgin slims, salty as a temperate Sarasota coastline, sings faster than a tiny swim. Sharp and razor, little miss know it's so. But get her alone, she cries, I wanna go home on this little piggy place down. When all is said and all is done, time will waste everyone. All is said and all is done, time will waste everyone.
Well, that was pretty good, wasn't it? That is something new. It's from a band called White Horse. And this is sort of a little interesting story. I just got here before my show start time, which is 6:30. And by the way, my name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And so I'm in the station and there's somebody who's looking stressed and looks like he's doing something. And he's like, oh, we had some dead air. So I put the CD on and I never got to figure out who he was. But I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Thanks. And so he put on the CD, White Horse. And this band, White Horse, consists of, let's see, Melissa McClelland and Luke Doucette. So Luke Doucette is, well, he's been around forever. And last I heard, I'm trying to figure this out, Luke Doucette was living in, I want to say Montreal. Huh. But I wonder if he's back in Vancouver. I'm not sure. I'm just looking it up right now. But Luke Doucette has had some success definitely on the Canadian scene. And I'm just trying to figure out where he is now. But anyways, they're married. So they're a couple. So that would be Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland. This new album is called White Horse. And that's the name of the band and the name of the album. And the song we heard is called Killing Time is Murder. That's very good. I'm quite enjoying this here. So maybe they're actually living in Whitehorse. I don't know. Let me see what I know about this here. On my previous records. No, I don't know. When I find out their geographical location, I will let you know. Now my curiosity is peaked. My curiosity is peaked. My curiosity is peaked because as I'm looking at the back of this album, I'm seeing that. Check this out. Looks like they do a Bruce Springsteen cover. Look at that. Look at that. So I'm thinking I might have to play that, even though Bruce Springsteen is American. And this show here, Sam Squanch, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, focuses on Canadian music. Well, I just got a jolt to the head. The volume of my headphones went up very quickly. So anyways, wow, that was, I think I might have a stroke now. I'm okay. What was I telling you? Oh yeah, right. This show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, does focus on Canadian music. So, but I suppose Canadian artists doing an American song is okay. So why don't we head on over to hear the cover of I'm on Fire, which, by the way, I just happen to love. I think that's an awesome song. So let me flip this song on over to 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on. Killing Time is Murder is song number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so by the way, just a little tip. If you want to be super successful with the radio DJs, you can always still put the numbers of your tracks on your album. You can. This album has 8 tracks on it. And you can number them. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I quite enjoy it when you do. Especially when you have like 15 song records and you're very quickly trying to find songs and you're in between. And then you can't figure out the number. But that's just a little FYI. Okay, it's 6:37, and this station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are located on the campus of UBC. And let's move on. Let's hear this cover of Bruce Springsteen. This is Bruce Springsteen, but the band that's covering it is White Horse. So here we go. Let's give this a whirl.
Girl, is your daddy home or did he go and leave you all alone? I've got a bad desire. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull. Cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up and the sheets are soaking wet, and there's a freight train running through the middle of my head. Can cool my desire. Took a knife, baby, edgy and dull. Like a 6-inch valley through the middle.
go and leave you all alone.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Doing a cool jerk, said you can't. kids could make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life is such a drag to me? All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, there you go, folks. That was the last band we heard, the Super Friends. So the Super Friends there played for us the song Rescue Us From Boredom. And that comes from way, way back in the year 1995. Wow. The Murder Records release entitled Mock Up Scale Down. Yes, I love this record. It's so good. 1995. My goodness. All right. The Super Friends. Then we had one from Tegan and Sarah. I always want to say Tegan and Sarah because Tegan looks like Megan, but it's, I think it's Tegan and Sarah. And the song we heard was Back in Your Head from the album, which is actually a major label release. It's called The Con, and that was recorded down in Portland, it looks like. Yeah. Because I think JCDC, so the little record studio, sorry, the recording studio in West Van, I thought that they had recorded some of their stuff, but I don't think it was for that album. So anyways. All right. And then we heard some stuff from the band White Horse. We heard I'm on Fire from their new album, which is self-titled. And then we started this whole show off with Killing Time is Murder. Now, interestingly enough, I've done enough research to where I should be able to find the hometown of both Luc Doucette and his wife that formed the band White Horse. And I don't know why. None of the articles I've read really mention their town. So last news of Luc Doucette I knew of was my own band from, you know, eons ago, back in, I want to say the year 2000. Let's say 2000. We played a show with Luc Doucette in Montreal. So that's why I think I thought he was living in Montreal. But he could be in Toronto. I don't know. But he used to be in Vancouver, and he used to play in this band called Veal, very, very long time ago, back, so like late 90s. And I remembered seeing Veal like once or twice. And I think one of those guys even worked at Lake Long McQuaid. Isn't that crazy? And he looks really good. I'm like looking at pictures of him. He looks not that old, but he can't be that young. He's definitely been on the scene for a while. Anyways, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and we shall continue on our Canadian musical journey. I'm going to head on back to the 90s, because I like to do that a lot, because I'm old. And we're going to hear something from, city mates of mine. These guys are from my hometown. They're called the Pumons. Yes, now I'm sure one of you in all of the city know of this band, the Pumons. And I'm sort of being sarcastic, but actually in the early 97, which is when I first moved to Vancouver, they were number one on the Canadian college charts. Isn't that fascinating? Yes, they were. So they're called the Pumons. They have a record out from that time called By Surprise. And this, weirdly enough, this goes into the trivia. This is a good trivia, indie rock Canadian trivia question. Which famous Canadian musician recorded this album? And I'll say this much, they're from Halifax, the band. And yes, it's Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy from Sloan recorded this record, By Surprise, by the Pumons. Isn't that nutty? And I heard stories. I never saw Chris Murphy myself walking around town, but I heard stories that he was in Windsor, which is like, you know, the population of 200,000. And he was quite the big man on campus, if you will. And he was like all cool guy. And everyone's like, oh my God, Chris Murphy from Sloan is here. Which is, you know, he deserves it because it's Windsor. And I love at that point, I was just so in love with Sloan. I had a rotating crush on all the members. And yeah, I really liked Chris Murphy. And whew, imagine if I met him. I probably would have said something really stupid. I'm good at that. But anyways, let's move on. Enough about me. Let's hear something from this record. This record's a fun record. It's actually recorded in mono. Not quite sure if they're trying to be ironic or just be, you know, whatever the case is. It's, these guys are pretty cool. So, which song shall we hear? There's so many good songs. So by the way, the band consists of three boys and one girl. And I think one of them were either married or they're a couple. One of the female / boys sets, if you will. Okay, let's hear the song Rock and Roll or Hitchhike. Let's hear the song Hitchhike. That sounds good. And there you go. The station here that you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. And this is the Pumons.
I'm looking for a ride. Hitchhike soon. Hitchhike soon. Hitchhike soon.
Folks, that right there was something from way long ago as well. That was Sloan actually doing a cover of Eric Stripp's songs, Stove/Smother. So they're basically two songs from Eric Stripp from way back in the day. And that you can find on a compilation put out by DGC. DGC, of course, is David Geffen Company. That track sits amongst others such as, Sonic Youth is on there. We've got Weezer. We've got Nirvana. Oh, my goodness. Teenage Fan Club. Oh, wow. The Posies. That Dog. Sonic Youth. Did I say Sonic Youth already? Maybe I did. Hole is on there. Beck. Oh, that's a good album. It's a very, very good album. Put out way back, I want to say 94. Yeah, I'm right. 94. Look at that. Good golly. All right, so that was that. Now let's see what else did we hear before that. We heard, some Vancouver. I haven't played Vancouver in a long time. They're a very, very good band, as you can tell just by listening to them. They're awesome. We heard the song Kids at School, and you could find that one on their 2007 Mint Records release entitled Losing It. I think that was their first one, I think the first one was on Mint as well. Yeah. Anyways, the Pumons started that set off with the song Hitchhike from their album, which is entitled By Surprise. Now, let's just make sure I get this. It sounded just like the song By Surprise, but I don't know. So I double checked this track listing. I don't know. All right. So my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver. All right, so what do we have coming up? Ooh, we've got some good stuff. We have some Handsome Furs to listen to. So the Handsome Furs, they formed back in 05. Now, basically, you had Dan Bechner. And so now Dan Bechner, if that name rings a bell, it's because he is, well, he's one of the two singers in one of my favorite Canadian bands. That would be Wolf Parade. So there's Dan Bechner and Spencer Krug, who were the singers in Wolf Parade. Now, I think I reported earlier that they broke up. Now, I've recently heard they're just on hiatus. Anyways, that band is out of Montreal, by the way, Wolf Parade. So Dan of Wolf Parade and his wife / girlfriend at the time, I'm not sure, Alexi Perry, got together and they formed the band The Handsome Furs. So they're a duo, and I haven't seen them live, but I've seen like footage of them together doing their thing. And they're kind of, they're interesting because they're doing a lot of work up there. There's just two of them. And Dan plays guitar and sings, and she plays keyboards. And I think they just basically have like a drum machine. Yeah, that's right. That's how they're able to get away with it. And considering there's only two of them, they're pretty dynamic. So anyways, let's hear the song I Have What About Us. That is coming up right next. Ooh, boy. How about I rewind that? That might work. So we're going to hear this song. It's called What About Us. This here is The Handsome Furs, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well, they're an army of bees. They've got everything they need. But what about us? What about us? There's eyes in the seat, so hard to believe. But what about us? 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 Because it's time after time we're stuck behind the line. What about us? What about us? And they won't admit defeat when it pours into the street. So what about us? What about us? What about us?
love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see ya. Cowboy crying. Hey buddy, what can I do? Sis, I lived a good life.
Her dress was
by the tears, he says. There's no
but
there's
how did you get here?
No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown that, yeah.
It sounds a bit gay. Right?
It's not gay.
Alrighty, why don't we attempt to hear that again? How about I try to hear that fun little show promo? It's not a show promo, it's a station ID, and I kind of messed it up. It's called Free Love Freeway, and this is CITR, of course. I want to hear it again, so here we go.
Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I've got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life, about 1,000 women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, cause none of them was you. No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown that, yeah.
It sounds a bit gay. Right?
It's not gay.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
sleep with their hair in their eyes, hair in their eyes. So many gotta be reckoned with, reasons out the window. And never once writing letters to ex-lovers, I don't know. They're animals in my head, in my head. They're robbing falling from the sky. And it's not a rain, no, it's not a rain. Oh.
Alrighty, that right there was the Pack AD. That was a very early song of theirs. We got that actually at the station very early on. It's called Funeral Mixtape, and that was actually put out by Mint Records. I think that was their first one on Mint Records. The name of the song is called Making Gestures, and very good. I don't know if I told you my little story, but the neighboring teacher, the teacher next to my classroom, because I'm a teacher at a high school here in the city, and her stepdaughter is one of the two girls in the Pack AD. And I think she said her stepdaughter's name is, I think her daughter is Becky, I think, or is it Maya? There's Becky and Maya. Don't quote me on it. Anyways, one of the two is her stepdaughter. And there you go. How interesting is that? Now, there's that, the Pack AD. Before that, we heard another female band. And by the way, the Pack AD consists of only two girls. That's it. All that noise was made by two females out of the city of Vancouver. There you go. All right. So before the Pack AD, we heard The Organ. And that is a band who broke up about 5 years ago. Four-ish years ago. I think it was like end of 07 or so. And we heard the song Fire in the Ocean, which is such a great song. And that is from their album Thieves, which was also a Mint Records release. Yes. Now, Katie Sketch, she actually co-hosted one of my early shows. I know her from way back when our bands used to play together and whatnot. We actually, now here's a funny story. Not funny for me, but we'd actually originally recorded some songs. My band, in case you care, was called Clover Honey, and we had recorded some songs with the organ, and we wanted to do a split 7-inch. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to remember all this. Yeah, so we were going to be on the one side, they're going to be on the other side, and then I don't know what happened. This is before they're on Mint. I think Mint said, no, we don't do 7-inches, and then that was that. And then the organ got picked up by Mint, and then they became famous, and we never did. Doesn't matter, whatever. But anyways, yeah, so our bands go way back. And now Katie is currently, from last I heard, living in Toronto with her wife. So she's married and she is owning a bar, if I'm not mistaken. So she owns a bar. I think it's called the Hen House, as a matter of fact. Her and her wife are there, busy with that. And I think her wife might be an actress as well. So it sounds like she's a happy girl. Things are going well for her in Toronto. And that's that. I miss Katie. She's a one-of-a-kind kind of person. Anybody who knows Katie knows there's just, you can't break, once you break that mold, you're done. No other Katie Sketches in the world. All right, so before the organ, we heard something from the duo out of Montreal, the Handsome Furs. From their album Sound Capital, the song was What About Us. All right, now, it is 7:26, and let's see if I can round up some weather for us. Let's go there. So the weather in the city of Vancouver, let's see. Now, I'm interested in all this because lately I've been into jogging. It's been I don't know, like 8 months or something, and I've been a jogger. Isn't that funny? Never thought I would ever get into running again. I used to be a long distance runner in high school, and then off and on I would sort of jog, run, whatever. And I used to think it was sort of sadomasochistic, and I still kind of do. And here I am. It's good. It's good. Good for your health. I know I sound like such a nerd. It's so not rock and roll. It really isn't. But whatever. I still like to drink. I don't smoke anymore, but I have my vices. All right. So what do we got here? Vancouver weather. Yes. So today is the 15th already. And let's see. The high for tomorrow is 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you want to know a little bit of trivia about 43 degrees Fahrenheit? And Fahrenheit, of course, is, I should find the Celsius. I can convert that because I'm from a border town, or from Windsor, Ontario, where I grew up mostly in Fahrenheit and then had to learn Celsius. And that goes to show how old I am too. But anyways, so 43 is of significance because in Fahrenheit, I think it's 6 degrees Celsius. That is the point at which photosynthesis happens, by the way. There's my nerdy little bit of trivia for you. So every time you look at a climate graph, you'll see that there is usually a line at 6 degrees Celsius or 43 degrees Fahrenheit, which indicates how many growing days in which growing happens. Yes, I teach geography, in case you're curious. All right, so that's tomorrow. So 43 with showers. Yuck. But the low is only 38, so it's not too cold. And then Friday, a high of 46, and then it's 46, if you have to translate into Celsius, would be about like 8 Celsius, 8.5. And that is showers but only in the afternoon. And it looks like there could be some sun. All right, so fingers crossed I can get some jogging in there. And there you go. All right, so it is time for us to listen to some more Canadian music now, isn't it? All right, what do we have here? I see what we have here. We've got some, Frog Eyes. You can't go wrong with Frog Eyes. I love Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes are a band out of Victoria. And now this album is called Tears of the Valedictorian. And of interest is the fact that, let's see, what's his name? Spencer Krug. Yes, of course, Spencer Krug from the band Wolf Eyes. Sorry, not Wolf Eyes. Wolf Parade played on this record. Yes, he did. So, by the way, Frog Eyes on this record, which is Tears of the Valedictorian, consists of Melanie Campbell, Spencer Krug, Carrie Mercer, McCloud Zickmoose, and Michael W. Rack. Yeah. Let's hear the song. Oh, I don't know. Reform the Countryside. That's a good one. Reform the Countryside. And by the way, this record was released back in 07, and the label is Absolutely Kosher. Alrighty. Everything here is absolutely kosher, I'm proud to say. Yeah, that would be here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, reform your
sings to the dawn. belongs to that arm. And you sing that song that the general sings to that arm. And you sing that song that the general sings to that arm. And you sing that song that the general sings to the dawn.
Right, who does not love Kid Koala? I know I do. I love the guy. I need to play more of him. And Kid Koala, here's a little bit of interesting information about him. His real name is Eric San. He was born in 1974, and that's not that interesting. But the thing is that he actually went to Churchill, so Sir Winston Churchill Secondary School here in the city of Vancouver. Wow, he went to Churchill. I did not know that. Wow. But he did graduate, this is even more interesting, from Thomas Sprigg Wooten High School in Rockville, Maryland. But then I knew this much. I knew that he graduated with a teaching degree in elementary education from McGill. There you go. So he's a really, really cool guy. Anyways, the name of that song we heard is called Skanky Panky. Now it's a single, so it's kind of confusing. I don't know the name of the album. It's off, so it's not. It doesn't really appear in anything, I don't think. But anyways, so that's a good song, of course. And yeah, that's been a while. So that right there, Kid Koala. Then before that, we heard something from Frog Eyes. The song was Reform the Countryside from their 2007 record, Tears of the Valedictorian. And then we heard a little Pac AD in there with the song Making Gestures from their Funeral Mixtape record. All right. My name is Anita B. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And coming up in it looks like 20 minutes, I'm giving you a heads up, is not going to be Val and her show, which is Folk Oasis. But it's actually going to be a... oh no, what did I do with that thing? Uh-oh. I was just shown how to open up the thing that's coming up, which is the, it looks like some sort of off, I don't know, location. They're airing something. I think it's a sports thing. And the lovely Robin came in and gave me some very simple instructions on how to do it. Oh, let's see if I got this here. iTunes. Oh, I don't know. So long story short is in 20 minutes, you're going to be hearing something that is an on location broadcast. I believe it's a sports thing. So, yeah. Now, hopefully I can find my Winamp deal that I need to hit a button for to make it go. And that's okay, though. I'll figure it out. Okay. But we would like to hear some more Canadian music now, wouldn't we? Yeah, of course we do. So, let me go to my bag of tricks. I'm kind of running around doing stuff here. And we're going to hear the Constantines. We haven't heard from anything from these guys in a long time. So this is a band out of Guelph. Their label is Three Gut Records. And we're going way back to 2003. And the record we're going to listen to is Shine a Light. And we're going to hear the song, Shine a Light, that song. The title track is actually quite good. But Young Lions is good too. But I'm kind of thinking we'll hear a little title track. So we'll hear the song Shine a Light from the Constantines. And yeah, this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where you get to listen to Canadian music. And I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And those other alternating Wednesdays are filled by the lovely Jonathan B. His show is called Shameless. There you go. So 6:30 till 8. Now this here, I think we're good, is the Constantines. We'll be right back.
find something to love. Pigeon girls got no religion. You are a diamond in the rough.
Month program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.